was just a normal guy, and people told me they were high. I thought that what they meant was just unclean. Well, I grew up and I got wise, and soon enough I realized that people never say quite what they mean. Now it started with this guy I met who smoked a 10-inch cigarette and claimed it made him happy as can be. Well, I smelt the smoke and I smelt it twice, and I thought the smoke smelled pretty nice. And I said, come on, babe, hand that thing to me.
New direction, new connection, open up that golden door. New direction, new connections, all new places to explore.
Well, cigarettes are quite all right, but soon I smoked them day and night, until the novelty began to wear. My friend then recommended me to get some sterling currency and go off on a trip or two somewhere. Well, now I thought it was a pretty good idea, and I said to him, well, hang on there. Now, where do you think I'm gonna get that kind of dough? My friend just stood and laughed at me and nibbled on a sugar lump eagerly, and then he said I could have a go. I traveled far and I did see the seven wonders at a tourist rate. But soon I tired of all that stuff, and seven wonders weren't enough, so I looked for wonder number eight. Well, my friend then drew me to his side and asked me if I'd learned to ride, and he said he'd teach me if I didn't know. He jumped upon a pure white horse, and then he smiled at me, of course, and asked me if I'd like to have a go. My friend was the finest guy I met. After I had learned, of course, that when you learn to ride a horse, there ain't no single way you can forget. Well, now I'm looking nice and sweet, all covered up from head to feet with a sheet as white as snow. And I'm leaving this old